All right, miscellaneous. Item nine, staff report. We start with Christina. Alexis? Tim?
I think we heard this morning while we were processing the 2016 possible audit of the calculations, we identified an error in one of the calculations, which then resulted in the audit of the calculations. We identified 14 benefit recipients. In most cases, they were beneficiary benefit, or they're getting two benefits, one as a beneficiary and one as a retiree, had bad information, bad dates, a bad retirement date that happened during the conversion to CPAS in 2006. And individuals that had one of their retirement dates pushed back to be pre-85 or post-85, it impacted future cost of living adjustments, and it compounded itself from each year rolling forward. For example, the pre-85, they were able to tap into the cost of living bank and bring it, the cost of living adjustment was under 3%, bring it up to 3%. And individuals that should have been in that category, received less money than they should have received. Individuals that had dates that were advanced were short, received extra, I'm sorry, I received extra money. Of the 14, five were overpayments, and nine were overpayments. And we're working now to get the information together, all of the details set up.
I believe we have asked that this be agendized as early as possible future meeting. Okay. Karen?
No updates. Thank you.
Raleigh?
No more for today.
Bow and arrows.
You ran out of tabs. I do want to mention, I want to thank staff, actually, that helped put everything together for today, for today's discussion. So. Great job.
Gail?
The external auditors are here this week conducting their final field work for the 2015 audit. We're busily working on the 2015 CAFR as well. And I'm continuing to have department discussions relating to strategic planning and getting employees' feedback into the development of strategic initiatives that will be included in that strategic plan to increase buy-in and engagement among staff. That's all I have.
Okay. Good question for you. What do we have as far as, we have any positions that people are interviewing for open? I haven't really looked at the website. What's open?
So we have a number of recruitments right now going on. Accounting manager, deputy CEO, office specialist. We're going to be opening, I'm missing one. We're going to be opening a couple more pretty soon. Member services technician.
What are technicians?
Yeah, member services.
And then there's a couple of new ones we're going to be opening soon.
Are we going to open someone, another counselor?
It's in the queue. What number am I, Christina?
2024.
From this point, you're number three.
All right. Okay. So it's just on how much
bullets.
We get.
What is this,
we
get deli?
So it's with the
bullets.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the old record days.
We engaged an actuary yet for GASB 45?
Maybe you could bump one and two.
We have.
Buy them off.
Okay.
And we've received from preliminary information, and we're having some additional discussions relating to it.
All right, this is a quiz for the board. What does 45?
Yeah, you I just pull it out of the bag.
Oh,
OPEB, right?
OPEB.
Yeah.
It's OPEB, yeah.
OPEB. Does everyone know what OPEB is?
Second quiz.
Other post-employment benefits.
You get to show off your lawyery side. I mean, it could be one thing.
Other post-employment benefits.
Other post-employment benefits.
Yeah. Okay. Keep it up. I'll ask you if you know what HIPAA means. No one does.
But does everyone know the acronym, though?
GASB.
Well, Harvey and the trustees.
I forgot that's your background.
Outside professional comment.
Oh, no. Okay. We've had enough. But I'll be on call in case.
All right. Any trustee?
Yeah, Raleigh.
I know you came under a lot of criticism behind this report, and I know we have lots to do around the issue.
I think at this point, we probably need to.
But you did a lot of work on this, and I just want to recognize the work that you did.
Okay.
And say thank you for it. And it led us down a path, and eventually this path is going to get clearer and clearer, and we're going to make the right decision. And a lot of it has to do with what you have presented to us and what you have given to us. So I want to thank you for your work. I mean, that was not an easy thing to cover. I also saw the packet that you mailed to each and every one of those people, and it was as large as our packet is today to explain to them what we were doing with their accounts and how we were looking at it. So you deserve a lot of credit for that, and I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. I'm here.
I think with that, we are ready for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Move to second? All right.
That's two, Jerry, two in one day.